The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Cleo's disappearance has deeply impacted the local community. And joining me now is the Shire of Carnarvon President Eddie Smith. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Ben.
Now, firstly, how is the community holding up? I can imagine it's a really tough time for everybody up there.
It really is. The community's got a lot of concern, worry. They're anxious. They're just deeply, deeply... they're feeling it. I'm almost with... It's so difficult to describe, but I've got to admit, the community is extremely stoic, and they have to be for Ellie and her partner and her children. Their hearts are going out to them, and there's not much more we can do except support them.
Mm. And how much has the sentiment in the community changed when it seemed to go from a missing child to potentially something more sinister? Was there an element of, I guess, fear that crept in? Because it's a close-knit community, the last place you'd expect something like that to happen.
Yeah, Ben, I wouldn't call it fear. I'd describe it as being extremely anxious. And as you said, it was the last place any of us would have expected something like that to happen. Yeah, it's been, for all of my life, it's been our very safe playground.
Mm. And what have Carnarvon businesses and locals and potentially the Shire been doing? Putting up posters of Cleo around town, things like that?
Everybody's got involved. There's posters everywhere. There's Facebook posts. It's just amazing, the support from the town. I couldn't be prouder of our town, our businesses, everybody.
Mm. I can hear it in your voice, Eddie. It sounds like it's really affecting you personally too.
I think it's affecting everybody. This does not happen in Carnarvon.
Mm. And it's affecting people down here in Perth as well. I think anybody who's a parent, this really strikes at their deepest, darkest fears. What can people in Perth who feel helpless do to assist?
I think just keep an eye out. We're just praying that Cleo somewhere. Somebody does know something. If anybody hears or sees anything at all that may indicate there's something there, please call the police.
Mm. And is it simply just a waiting game now for you at the Shire and the locals? Is there anything more that you can do?
Oh, we just support the community. We're doing everything that we're asked by the police, the emergency services. Everybody that can be involved is willing to be involved in doing something that's going to help. Even down to the Rio Tinto in town here, are wonderful. They've provided a couple of medical assistants, psychiatrists. That these townspeople need something. It's like I said earlier. I couldn't be prouder of this town and everybody involved in it, because everybody's just doing anything they can possibly do to help.
Mm. It's such a shock incident, but are you worried that it could have a longer lasting impact on how people see the area as a potential tourism destination? You say that it's always been a safe playground for locals and also people from Perth alike. Is there concerns around, I guess, the reputational damage?
I'd be a liar if I didn't say there are some concerns with that, because, as I said, it's been our playground, our safe playground. It's got probably the safest beach in Australia, with a fringing reef, crystal clear waters. It's just a fantastic place to go, and people have looked after each other up there. When my children were younger, they would wander the beach and we had no concerns whatsoever, or wander the whole area. I like many others, are now thinking, well, is it still that safe place it once was? We pray that it's not going to be an outcome that's going to make it any worse. And we just have to hope that... And I think our community will hope that it gets back to what it should be, but I think our community will drive for that to happen.
Yeah, certainly the hopes of Carnarvon and the hopes of everybody in WA are praying for that positive outcome as well.
Yeah, we do know that somebody does know something. And if anybody at all hears anything, says anything, sees something, please just call the police. I think that will help a great deal. Just keep it in your mind and call the police.
Yeah, I think that's a message that everybody needs to pay attention to. Shire of Carnarvon President Eddie Smith, thanks for joining us on The West Live in this difficult time.
Thank you, Ben.
And as we just said, if anybody out there has any information at all that they think might be of use to the investigation, please call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.